Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Boost by Michael Barillai. With over three decades of consulting experience for elite sports teams, including the German and Israeli Olympic teams, Barillai brings a wealth of knowledge to the forefront of sports psychology. In Boost, he uncovers how the principles of psychology aren't just for athletes striving for gold, but are equally applicable and beneficial in the corporate world, aiding anyone looking to enhance their team's performance. Michael Barillai, a distinguished psychologist at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev, Israel, specializes in the dynamics of professional sports teams and high-pressure organizational environments. His insights in Boost are geared towards unlocking the potential within each team member, fostering an environment of success regardless of the playing field. This book is a must-read for leaders aiming to elevate their team's performance, individuals curious about the application of psychology in improving outcomes, and anyone with a background in athletics seeking to harness the psychological tools that can propel them to new heights in both sports and life. Join us as we unpack the lessons and strategies that Boost has to offer. Boost, how the psychology of sports can enhance your performance in management and work. Introduction. Unlock the power of sports psychology in everyday life. Imagine transforming your daily performance, whether at work or on your personal projects, with the same techniques that elite athletes use to win gold medals. Michael Barillai, with his wealth of experience as an Olympic coach and author, unveils how the disciplined world of sports psychology isn't just for athletes. It's applicable and tremendously beneficial for anyone, no matter your physical condition or professional field. This narrative isn't just about high-level concepts. It's a treasure trove of reliable methods backed by fascinating historical examples. These stories don't just tell, they show the remarkable outcomes possible when these methods are applied. So whether you're looking to boost morale in the office or simply improve your own productivity and mindset, there are golden nuggets of advice waiting for you. In this exploration, you'll uncover how a revolutionary approach to the high jump not only changed the sport forever, but also serves as a potent lesson in innovation. The unlikely story of a soccer team that achieved greatness without the bonds of friendship, challenging the conventional wisdom about team dynamics. The compelling evidence that suggests an active imagination is more than just a daydream. It's a tool that can propel you toward achieving your goals. As we delve into these insights, remember that the realm of sports psychology offers more than just strategies for physical prowess. It's about mastering the mind. And in the mastery of the mind lies the key to unlocking our full potential in all aspects of life. Part 1, The Power of Precision, How Setting Specific Goals Can Transform Your Life. Imagine it's the frigid winter of 1971, and Michael Barillai is enduring one of his life's toughest challenges in the Israeli military's basic training. The mandate? Complete a grueling 3,000-meter run in under 12 minutes. Despite his efforts, Barillai consistently lagged behind, risking punitive extra duties from his commanding officer for underperformance. This looming threat ignited a fire within him, prompting an immediate goal setting, not just to finish the run in time, but to match the pace of the leading runners, those who effortlessly met the mark. The shift in his target made all the difference. With a specific goal in sight, Barillai transformed his performance, crossing the finish line within the coveted time frame during the official race. It was an enlightening moment, the realization that specific goals do not just guide our efforts, they redefine what we're capable of achieving. Specificity in goal setting acts as a compass, providing a clear direction and measurable milestones critical for tracking progress. By setting his sights on the front runners, Barillai had a tangible benchmark. This wasn't about merely doing his best, it was about harnessing a concrete standard to challenge and measure his pace against. The vague notion of effort transformed into a quantifiable pursuit. But it's not just about short-term goals. The narrative of American Olympic legend John Neighbor illustrates how long-term aspirations can be actualized through the accumulation of specific, short-term objectives. Neighbor's dream was audacious: shave off 4 seconds from his best time over 4 years, paving his path to Olympic gold. By breaking down this monumental goal into digestible, incremental targets, mere fractions of a second per practice, he crafted a roadmap to success. Each minor victory was a step closer to his overarching dream. Neighbor's journey culminated in triumph, weaving together countless fractions of seconds into a world record-breaking performance and an Olympic gold medal draped around his neck. His story is a testament to the effectiveness of specific goal setting, not just in sports, but as a principle that can illuminate the path to achieving our loftiest dreams. Through the compelling experiences of Michael Barelli and John Neighbor, we uncover a profound truth. Setting specific goals lays the foundation for unparalleled achievements. It's about breaking down our highest aspirations into tangible steps, making the seemingly impossible entirely within our reach. Whether it's overcoming the challenges of basic training or ascending the Olympic podium, the principle remains the same. A clear, measurable goal is the first stride towards victory. Part 2, The Pygmalion Effect: Sculpting Success Through Confidence and Expectations. Dive into the enchanting tale of Pygmalion, a story where love breathes life into stone, and you'll discover an ancient anecdote that mirrors a powerful psychological principle in sports today: the self-fulfilling prophecy. This concept, as old as time, speaks volumes about how belief can shape reality, suggesting that when we hold a strong conviction towards an outcome, it's more likely to unfold. This principle doesn't just apply to myths and sculptures, but is profoundly influential in the realm of sports, where an athlete's performance can significantly swing based on their self-confidence and expectations. So how can one cultivate this game-changing self-confidence? There are two noteworthy avenues. First, the power of vicarious experience cannot be understated. Watching someone else achieve what we aspire to, like clearing a high jump bar with grace, kindles the belief that these feats are within our reach as well. This form of encouragement boosts our confidence, often propelling us to strive for similar accomplishments. Yet, even more compelling is the force of first-hand experience. Consider a soccer player, plagued by penalty kick phobias, consistently missing the goal. This player might find a new avenue of confidence by stepping into different roles, like taking corner kicks, gradually familiarizing themselves with high-stakes moments. As their comfort with pressure escalates, so does their confidence, making previously daunting penalty kicks seem less intimidating. The impact of nurturing athlete confidence is perfectly illustrated by the legendary Israeli basketball coach, Ralph Klein. Facing a season with a roster short on talent in 1992, Klein turned to an unconventional strategy: a white lie. He infused his team with the belief that they possessed the league's top defense. This psychological maneuver had a profound effect, imbuing the players with newfound confidence. They took to the court with zeal, eager to live up to Klein's bolstered expectations, and played beyond their perceived capabilities. This surge in self-assurance propelled them to outperform expectations, carrying them astonishingly to the championship game. Klein's approach underscores a vital lesson for leaders in any arena: the profound impact of elevating individual self-confidence and expectations. Through strategic encouragement and nurturing belief in one's abilities, leaders can sculpt their teams into victorious contenders, proving that, sometimes, faith in an outcome is the first step towards achieving it. Part 3, Leaping Backwards to Victory: The Story of Innovation in the High Jump. The year was 1968, and the stage was set at the Summer Olympics in Mexico. This was a moment in sports history that would be reminisced about for generations to come. Richard Douglas Fosbury, an Olympic high jumper, was about to etch his name into the annals of athletic innovation with what would initially be seen as a comic, even absurd, display of athleticism. Shunning the conventional frontward straddle roll, Fosbury executed a jump that seemed to defy all norms, he launched himself backwards over the bar. This peculiar technique, met initially with skepticism, soon transformed disbelief into awe as Fosbury clinched gold, leaving an indelible mark on the high jump event. His method, now immortalized as the Fosbury flop, underscores a profound lesson. Innovation often sprouts from the soil of unorthodoxy. Fosbury's journey to Olympic glory elucidates the pathway to innovation, which intriguingly mirrors the evolution of many world-changing ideas. It's a journey that begins with identifying a stubborn problem. For Fosbury, the challenge was the traditional high jump technique, which was a stumbling block in his aspirations for competitive greatness. The next leap, finding an unconventional solution, saw Fosbury eschewing the mainstream in favor of experimentation, which led him from the outdated scissor jump to contemplating and eventually embracing the radical idea of jumping backwards. The pivotal third step is where dedication and persistence come into play, as Fosbury dedicated countless hours over the years to refining his technique, gradually transforming the peculiar Fosbury flop into a winning formula. Finally, the innovation needs a stage, somewhere to demonstrate its potential and convince the world of its efficacy. Fosbury found his at the grandest stage of them all, the Olympics. There, his triumphant performance not only secured him a gold medal, but also marked the Fosbury flop's transition from an oddity to the gold standard in high jumping technique. This narrative teaches us a valuable lesson about creativity and innovation. True breakthroughs seldom emerge from the well-trodden path of conventional wisdom. Instead, they are often birthed from the willingness to entertain the unorthodox, to look at problems from a different angle, and to embrace the impractical with open arms. It reminds us that sometimes, to reach new heights, we might just have to take a step back, or in Fosbury's case, a leap backwards. Part 4, Crafting Champions, the Dual Edges of Team Cohesion. In the sports realm, the idea of a team transcends the sum of its parts, morphing into a unit that can accomplish feats unthinkable to the individual. The glue that binds these units together? Cohesion. The tale of Heiner Brand and the German national men's handball team in 2004 beautifully illustrates this concept. Under Brand's guidance, the team clinched Germany's first gold medal at the European Championship, a victory attributed not solely to skill or strategy, but to the profound cohesion within the team. Diving deeper, cohesion unfolds in two essential forms, both vital to the anatomy of successful teams. Firstly, let's explore social cohesion. This dimension extends beyond the game, encapsulating the camaraderie, mutual respect, and strong emotional bonds among team members. For Brand's team, this social fabric was their armor against adversities such as injuries and early setbacks in the tournament. Instead of breeding blame or discord, their tight-knit bonds fostered a resilient spirit that powered them through challenges. Yet, a word of caution from a 2014 study at Ryerson University reveals the double-edged sword of excessive social cohesion, which might veer the focus away from competition towards socializing or even alienate the coach. On the other side of the coin lies task cohesion, a singular shared commitment to achieving a common goal. When a team harmonizes around a goal, each member is ready to set aside personal gains for the collective victory. This form of cohesion doesn't necessitate personal friendships, but focuses strictly on the mission at hand. The saga of Bayern Munich's soccer team, victors of three consecutive European championships from 1974 to 1976, epitomizes task cohesion. Despite the absence of strong social ties off the field, their unity in pursuit of victory was unparalleled, demonstrating that a shared vision can be just as potent a unifier. These narratives serve as a playbook for leaders on cultivating a winning team. The art lies in balancing social and task cohesion, fostering a sense of belonging and mutual respect among members while sharpening their focus on the collective objective. By nurturing both aspects, leaders can forge teams not merely as collections of individuals, but as cohesive units poised for success, capable of overcoming adversities and achieving greatness together. Part 5, mastering the field, the role of hierarchical structure in team success. Imagine a team where each member's role is as distinct as pieces on a chessboard, where the understanding of one's position is key to the collective victory. This was the magic behind the German national soccer team of the 1970s, led by the legendary Franz Beckenbauer. Known as the attacking sweeper, Beckenbauer wasn't just a defensive powerhouse. He often surged forward in offensive plays. Yet this strategic gambit was only possible because of Hans-Georg Schwarzenbeck, Beckenbauer's shadow man, who adeptly covered the defense in Franz's absence. This dynamic exemplifies the might of a well-understood hierarchy within a team setting. The essence of such success lies in clear, defined roles and a structured hierarchy, ensuring that each team member knows their specific duties and responsibilities. This clarity prevents confusion, minimizes conflicts, and eliminates the struggle for dominance among team members, which could otherwise disrupt their collective focus. There are primarily two schools of thought when it comes to team hierarchy structures: the traditional vertical structure and the modern flat structure. The vertical structure can be visualized as a pyramid, where leadership cascades down from the apex to the base. Each layer knows to whom they report, making this model an efficient mechanism for clarity and responsibility, particularly in large teams or organizations. Here, roles are distinctly marked, and the chain of command is evident, reducing the chances of confusion and ensuring that directives flow seamlessly from the top down. On the other hand, the flat structure offers a more egalitarian approach, with fewer layers between the top leaders and the rest of the team. It fosters a sense of camaraderie, blurring the lines between management and staff. This model can enhance collaboration and quick decision-making within smaller teams, where simplicity and direct communication are feasible. However, the size and complexity of the team significantly influence the effectiveness of the hierarchical model chosen. Large teams with intricate dynamics benefit from the clear directive paths of a vertical structure, while smaller, less complex teams may thrive under the inclusivity and collective decision-making process of a flat hierarchy. The story of Beckenbauer and Schwarzenbeck not only celebrates their on-field prowess, but also serves as a testament to the power of a well-defined team hierarchy. It underscores the importance of each team member understanding their role, contributing to the symbiosis necessary for achieving greatness. As teams navigate towards their goals, remembering the value of structure, be it flat or vertical, can be the compass that guides them to victory. Part 6: Navigating Leadership, Humility, Flexibility, and Continuous Improvement. In the realm of teamwork, whether in the bustling dynamics of an office or the high stakes of a sports arena, the beacon guiding the crew towards success is inevitably the leader. But what distinguishes a true leader from just another figure of authority? Three pivotal qualities stand out: flexibility, humility, and a relentless pursuit of improvement. Flexibility is the first hallmark of effective leadership. It's about being as fluid and adaptable as the scenario demands. Consider a basketball coach's varied approach. The intense, succinct strategy required in the dwindling seconds of a playoff game contrasts sharply with the detailed, developmental focus of a regular practice session. The best leaders not only recognize the need for these shifting gears, but also excel in executing them precisely when the moment calls for it. Next comes humility, a vital component of leadership that fosters respect and trust within the team. The career of Derek Jeter, the famed New York Yankees shortstop, exemplifies humility in leadership. Despite his stellar achievements, Jeter always remained down to earth, avoiding any air of superiority over his teammates or other players. His humility didn't diminish his stature. Instead, it bolstered his respect across the baseball community, making him a cherished team captain for over a decade. His approach underlines how humility, rather than diminishing a leader's impact, enhances their influence and fosters a loyal following. Lastly, Effective leaders are perpetually in the pursuit of elevating their team's performance. This relentless drive for improvement hinges substantially on providing continuous feedback, positive reinforcement, and valuing constructive criticism. Celebrating success and effort while also treating failures as learning opportunities can significantly uplift a team's morale and performance. Michael Jordan's reflection on his own missed shots exemplifies how acknowledging one's failures can serve as a powerful motivator and a testament to the importance of striving for betterment without resting on past laurels. In synthesizing these qualities, true leadership emerges as a blend of adaptability to the situation at hand, humility that wins the hearts of team members, and an unwavering commitment to fostering improvement. Like the conductors of great orchestras, effective leaders understand the rhythm of their team, knowing when to rally the troops with vigor or when to take a step back and let the ensemble find their own tune, all while steering towards the collective crescendo of success. Part 7. Transforming Dreams into Reality: The Power of Visualization. Have you ever been scolded for daydreaming? Maybe it's time we view these moments of imagination not as distractions, but as tools for success. Recent research has uncovered the vast potential of our imagination to serve as a rehearsal room for real-life achievements. Through vivid visualization, we can mentally simulate tasks, carve out plans, and even paint the picture of our grandest goals. The essence of effective visualization lies in the richness of detail. This isn't merely about having a goal in sight, but immersing yourself in a sensory-rich simulation of achieving it. Whether your aim is to sway the net with every three-pointer or deliver a captivating presentation, the key is to construct as vivid a scenario as possible. Envision the grip of the basketball or the click of the presentation remote. Hear the swish of the net or the attentive silence of your audience. By allowing this detailed daydream to unfold in real time, you enact a powerful rehearsal that bridges the gap between desire and accomplishment. This mental practice, however, should pivot around the journey rather than the destination. The focus should penetrate beyond just achieving a positive outcome to embracing and perfecting the process leading to it. Pistol, Pete Maravich, an illustrious NBA player of the 1980s, illustrates this principle beautifully. Known for his unconventional practice of turning away before his three-pointers landed, Maravich centered his focus not on the ball's entry into the hoop, but on mastering the shot's execution. His coaches, initially baffled, came to understand that Maravich was engrossed in perfecting his technique, trusting that if done right, the outcome would follow naturally. Maravich's approach underscores a critical insight for anyone employing visualization as a tool for success. Control lies not in the outcome, but in our execution. Focusing on the precision of our actions ensures we invest our energies effectively, trusting the process to guide us to our goals. So, the next time you find your mind wandering to a daydream, remember that this might be more than just a fantasy. It could be the workshop of your success, a space where your aspirations take shape, ready to be realized in the physical world. Visualization, grounded in the vividness of detail and the discipline of focusing on process over outcome, transforms the seemingly abstract into a tangible blueprint for achievement. Final summary. Imagine harnessing the psychological prowess that propels elite athletes to the zenith of their careers and applying it to your daily pursuits, be it in your professional environment, personal projects, or team management. This isn't a far-fetched dream, but a tangible reality. The techniques and strategies that have sculpted Olympians and world champions are equally potent in elevating performance outside the realm of sports. At the heart of this approach lies the art of goal setting, crafting objectives that are not just aspirations, but well-defined targets that sharpen focus and foster determination. Coupled with this is the cultivation of positive expectations, an endeavor that synergizes with building a robust foundation of self-confidence. This potent blend is key, not just to individual achievement, but also to orchestrating the dynamics of teamwork. Creating a cohesive team isn't an accidental outcome, but the result of deliberate efforts in nurturing bonds and aligning goals. The interplay of social and task cohesion strengthens the collective resolve, enabling the team to navigate challenges with resilience and unity. This sense of togetherness and shared purpose propels teams toward their objectives, mirroring the symbiotic harmony seen in successful sports teams. Further enriching this arsenal of strategies is the power of visualization, a technique where the canvas of the mind is used to preempt success, rehearse processes, and solidify the belief in achieving desired outcomes. Visualization is not about idle daydreaming, but engaging in a focused, detailed imagination of success, emphasizing the significance of the journey over the destination. Each of these strategies, goal setting, fostering positive expectations, team cohesion, and visualization, can be meticulously cultivated, akin to mastering any skill. The key lies in recognizing their adaptability and relevance to arenas beyond sports. By embracing these methods, anyone can tap into their latent potential, streamline their efforts towards excellence, and achieve remarkable improvements in various facets of life. In essence, the distilled wisdom from the world of elite sports offers a compelling blueprint for personal and professional growth. It underscores a universal truth: with the right mindset, strategies, and persistence, reaching peak performance is within every individual's grasp, transcending the boundaries between the athletic track and the office desk. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.